CPA Mobile. And 4RJN, sitting still.
You're the sitting still person I think I know, 2 meters.
Because my radio is sitting here next to my desk.
I'm talking on my 23, my new 2730. How does it sound?
Sounds just like your old one.
Well, how'd my old one sound?
Yes, sir.
New one? Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you. So what have you been up to today?
I had to take my wife to the oral surgeon. She had a little surgery done, so drive her there and bring her back. She's upstairs right now. Zonked out on painkillers. I think she's either watching TV or asleep. There you go. Check on her and just...
They usually knock you out pretty good, so you can, hopefully she's getting some rest.
Yeah, she's been, in and out pretty much all day. Appointment was this morning, so, she slept a good chunk of the day, I think, but, made her some mashed potatoes for supper. That's about all she needs, that or Jell-O or pudding or anything soft like that.
Gosh, I can remember, I think I was 24, I had my wisdom teeth out. They had to cut two, the bottom ones out, and they pulled the top ones, and man, alive. That was a rough recovery.
Yeah, I had my, one of my top wisdom teeth was pulled by an Air Force dentist, and the root had fused around the jawbone, and he actually had to break the jaw to get it out. He pulled on that thing and flew across the room. And then my other three were removed by an Army dentist. They were both impacted and below the gum line, so you had to cut, break them into four pieces, and bring them out at once. That's a whole another story in and of itself. He put me on six different kinds of pain medication, and then I was on a bowling league on the post, and he was on the same league but a different team. And I told my wife later in the day, I said, I wouldn't mind going down there. So we go down to the bowling alley, and my dentist meets me at the door and says, hey, John, you want a beer?
Well, that would have worked real good with that pain medicine. Sorry, my thumb slipped off the PTT.
So he got me a beer. My team happened to be playing his team that night, but it was the best game I ever bowled. I was practically hitting the pins on the fly. Of course, the next day my arm fell off, but and I felt like I'd been hit by a Mack truck. But other than that, it was great.
Oh, me. Things we go through. I tell you, I took a little spill on the tennis court tonight. It was our court, and so I'm not sure what I'm going to be feeling like in the morning.
Ouch. I take it you didn't break anything.
If I did, I don't know about it. It's funny, I landed on my right shoulder, but my left knee hurts. I can't figure that one out.
Obviously, the knee helped break the fall for your shoulder, or vice versa, one or the other. Well, if you did break something, you're going to know about it soon.
I don't think I broke anything, because we played another set and a half after that, so I think I would have known something before we finished all that.
would think sometimes you're better off breaking something. At least they can put it in a cast. Soft tissue injuries take forever.
The doctor had the nerve to tell me one time, he said, well, you know, you're getting a little older and you don't heal as fast as you used to.
Well, sadly, this is true. And you don't bounce near as well in your 60s as you do when you're 20s.
I know how to fall, and most of the time I can kind of, you know, fall and kind of roll with it and minimize the impact.
It's called a PLF, parachute landing fall, hit and roll.
A PLF? Is that what you said?
Lima Foxtrot. Parachute landing fall.
Were you in the airborne?
No, but we did rappelling and that kind of thing. I've rappelled out of helicopters before. It's similar. You don't come down straight-legged. You got to flex, and especially if the rope gives way or you lose your grip on it, you got to know how to do that.
I've been watching a lot of these war movies, and of course, a lot of them are fictional, but to watch those guys come down those ropes in a helicopter, I tell you, that's... I remember watching Black Hawk Down. That's a true story, or based on a true story. And golly day, one guy, he missed the rope at the top. He was still in the helicopter, and he missed the rope and fell. So he was, the fall killed him.
To hook into that rope. you've got equipment you can hook, you know, like mountain climbers do. You got a D-ring and a Swiss seat and all that kind of stuff. So something failed on him there somehow.
USST.
Hey, if you're still listening.
Why would anyone want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
Well, as long as it's perfectly good, but, you know, every once in a while they, you know, catch fire, engines die, people shoot at them, that sort of thing.
Well, you know, skydivers say the most dangerous part of the skydiving is the airplane ride up.
Well, I was learning how to fly, so you got to put your parachute on in case you have to jump. Who's going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
Back in World War II, they had to climb out of the plane if they were getting shot down, and there was no ejection seat. And you know, if you were all shot up and the plane was on fire and you were on fire, golly day, I just can't imagine.
Before I went to the Corps of Engineers, I was actually in air defense, so I was one of the guys that made sure your plane wasn't all right, at least if you weren't one of us.
My two cents in, I'm doing something on a computer. Okay, 2SST, I'm in Etowah, just outside of Hendersonville. Carry on without me.
Carrying on about something, but... and you're always welcome to throw your two cents in there. So, Dave, you didn't break anything. You gonna be able to get out of bed in the morning?
I got a tennis game at 10:30, so we'll see. Oh man. So anyway, well, I'm backing into the driveway here. You'll probably hear my backup alarm beeping at me. But anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, John, and you have a good evening. I hope your wife continues to do well in this surgery, or accomplish all that it needs to for. mostly 73s, and behave yourself. So I'll talk to you again. KP4CBA. Stick around for your final. To that, 73s to you. Take care of yourself. Take some good pain meds tonight so you can get up in the morning. We'll talk at you again. KN4RJN, I am clear. W4DJW, KN4RJN. W4DJW, KN4RJN. Nothing heard. KN4RJN, clear.